Monica McNugget get it. Look at her. She look all right right here. Yo, you knocking this down?
Maybe I ain't do a deep dive. Because, you know, you only see them from the waist up.
I can't tell from that. From this. Yeah, let me see.
That one picture. Don't change it.
There you go. Right there. There go your answer. Nah. Right there,
you're not knocking it down. Yo, so, see
that not interested.
Yo, so the argument in my group chat was.
This is not the picture to show niggas.
That's a good picture. I like that picture. In my group chat, I made it.
She look gay here. She look like a fire gay bitch.
She looks great. I like sweatpants, hair tied.
Me too, but she ain't got no hair though.
So the group chat was arguing about her the other day, and I was like, "Yo, so, now I'm gonna tell you." Somebody said it. Oh, one of the homies was like, "Would you kill Monica McNutt?" So niggas was like, half the chat was like, "No," the other half was like, "Yeah." But I was like, you could tell what half was saying, yeah. Well, so I, you know, I addressed it like, yo, like only the black guys are saying,
yeah.
I will kill. And the Spanish niggas is like, nah. I'm like, yo, the Spanish niggas, they like their women to be like gorgeous, like,
yeah.
Like you know what I'm saying? Like they like that. They gotta have that look, that Dykeman-ish,
that glam look.
And I was like, that's cool, but like you know. I like my women. I like all type of women. Yeah. I just like women. Like, I like, you know what I'm saying?
I don't got no type.
Yeah, son. Like, my man says he finds reasons to fuck. Put that on the tee.
All right. No. Do not put that on
put
the
tee. Put on the tee.
That nigga need to go get tested. That's
number one. Yo, I find
that's
reasons.
Number one. Because you don't really got to search that hard for reasons.
Yo, no, I'm saying. If you,
all you need is one, for real.
Yeah, for sure.
If you find one, it's go time. No, for sure. Everything else is out the window.
1,000%.
You have to find. Yeah, he's killing anything. He's killing anything.
No, he's not killing anything. He's not killing anything. But he's killing. Like if they pass
it definitely,
his,
it definitely sounds like he's killing anything.
It sounds like yeah.
Like he'll make up an excuse.
I don't like that one.
I like that one. That's like that goes up there with if you use a condom, it doesn't count.
Who's saying that?
Yeah.
You
who
just
said that.
It sounds like you got mad bodies that don't count.
I don't know about his activity, but you do strike me as a latex kind of nigga.
No latex for you. You wear latex.
Nah, hell yeah.
Nah, not me. Yeah, my day.
Nah, I'm cashing out, my boy.
What? Nah.
Cash out, boy.
Yo, what?
I'm nervous.
My nigga, boy. I ain't cop a condom.
In a relationship, yeah, but like.
Oh no! Obviously, in a relationship, that's.
Oh, crazy. Like yo, if we regular, but
I
like.
Know a couple right now, I know them.
I feel you.
They got two kids, and the only time they smash without condoms is when they was conceived.
Oh, what?
They do not do no condom sex.
Them niggas is that's a transaction.
Them
niggas is
I find
business.
That insane.
That's case.
What's that about?
So they got lucky both times. Like, first time, and they
maybe it's not for. I ain't in their bedroom, but when once they trying to conceive is when they take the thing off.
Which one are you friends with?
I'm friend with the couple.
Oh, you met both of them at the same time?
Yeah.
Okay.
And nobody's. They haven't been more honest about what's going on.
I'm not old enough to just ask them about some shit. They married. It's
I
not
would,
like they boyfriend.
Yeah, anymore. I wouldn't let that slide.
Let it slide. That's not my business.
That's coming.
Once I heard that part of it, we're going in.
Yeah, we have.
I can't be in a nigga business that much.
Say more.
I'm asking about your piece at this point. That's crazy. I got
elaborate.
I can't do that.
All right, well.
They don't trust each other.
I can't.
Well.
They trust, but this couple is not stepping. That's not no, it's not even no, that didn't even cross my mind. It's not no stepping out situation. Like, that is not a thing. First of all, these niggas is not eligible enough to just step out. Like
I got a question, but that leads me to my next question. But
hold on, welcome to episode 2, maybe 5. It's Ant Live, Ant Lover, Ant
Viv, Chris. Call me what you want.
Yeah, we got Morris Chestnut behind the camera.
Morris Chestnut, every dark skin boy under the sun.
My favorite is Coach Baker, though. That's the fucking shit.
We gonna find some more.
So my question is, yo, can you trust your man if he stops cheating?
If he stopped cheating?
Yeah.
Oh, like if.
So he was a cheater before.
It's a me and him. We like you know we doing what we do outside, and then I want to change my life.
He was cheating in front of niggas.
Y'all was both cheating.
Y'all both in a relationship, and he stopped cheating.
He stopped. He gave the game up. Can you trust him now?
You outside.
Do I trust him? I probably still trust him, but the relationship is a little different now. Like,
so
I feel like you're gonna start looking down on me because you made a personal decision. That's how I feel.
Okay, that's a great.
You know what I'm saying?
So
I can't involve you in this because you don't got no skin in the game no more.
So I'm not gonna lie. Like,
hold on, let me get my shit off.
Nah, go ahead. No, sir. Go ahead.
God forbid it's a light skinned nigga. We know he gonna pillow talk. Pillow talk is coming.
It's so funny because that's why I was trying to stop coming. Him before he said this. I felt a personal attack, like, yo, son.
Nah.
Yo, son, I felt it
that's
coming.
Crazy.
I was gonna say, yo, bro.
And
you
also,
can trust me. Like, you can trust me. Like, you
know? There's certain niggas I feel like I could trust just because they so official and everything else. But now I'm looking at you a little different because you're gonna look at me a little different if I'm doing dirt. We've been doing dirt together.
We get it.
Bring that back. That was crazy.
We got a grown crowd.
We might not. Niggas should get clipped. All types of shit. All right, we doing dirt. Whatever. Now you out the game. You got to make that known. Like, you got to announce it. I can't just be expecting the two-man and then be like, yo, I don't really fuck with that no more. Like, I don't really, you know what I'm saying? I don't do that. Now I'm looking at you like, whoa. You start pillow talking to your girl. Yo, this nigga wilding. Everybody's friends. It get messy.
So it's like. The pillow talk is wild to me, though. Like, regardless of the fact, you shouldn't be pillow talking.
It's happening. Niggas have slipped and tell a girl
nah,
whatever.
For sure.
Because they need 50 for the eighth, and they got to make up for it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so the same concern don't exist. If what? He's up front with you, he's like, yo, I'm not really fucking with that no more, but like, yo, we still out.
Yo, do your thing, I ain't. You know what I'm saying? Just don't do it around me. Tell me some shit like that. So I know the barriers. I know where we go with this. I'm not about to cheat in front of you no more.
I'm not going to lie to you.
I can't do that. Because now you got some shit on me where you could just bring a fire to my crib. Now I can't bring a fire to your crib.
When you have a lifestyle change, right? Like, this is the lifestyle.
And I'm not knocking it.
Like, you have a lifestyle change. It's cool. I will hope it's cool with your niggas. You feel me? Like, I hope your niggas is, like, respecting it. I don't want you, and I'm coming from, like, a personal experience. Like, I don't want you to think that I changed on you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to think that I'm a different nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just not fucking multiple bitches no more. First of all, cheating is a rich nigga sport. Right? That's a rich nigga sport. So when you a family man, like, if you're not giving it up for anything else, like, if you're not giving up cheating for anything else, you should get that shit up for financial reasons.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Like, solely.
Be fiscally responsible, yo, my nigga.
Yo, son.
Because, whoo!
Yo, bro. Yo, son. You don't realize how much cheating costs until you got kids.
It's worse now because niggas trying to make it up on FanDuel. Like, yo, fuck it. I'm going to get it back. You heard? 50 on the Nuggets tonight. Niggas get clapped. You're like, oh, shit, now I'm in the hole even more.
Yo, bro. But, nah, I don't want you. You want your niggas to be like, yo, son, like I don't never want you to think you can't trust me no more. Like, you feel me? Like, I don't never want you to think you can't trust me at all. Like, that's weird. Like, that's weird behavior. Like, I would never rat.
It depends what kind of man you are, though.
No, for sure. I mean, any one of my niggas should know I will never tell, bro.
If
my bitch goes through the, if she goes through the group chat, I might fuck around and leave. Like, I might never talk to you again, ever. Like, dead ass, bro.
About the rat and shit. Niggas don't rat on purpose, though. That's the problem. They told their girl knowing, like, babe ain't gonna say nothing. Like, she know, like, come on, that's crazy.
Nah, for sure.
Girls get around each other. They start drinking, they get diarrhea of the mouth, and some stupid shit slip out. She's like, wait, what? And now it's like, now it's a whole inferno at the crib. You gotta start packing, duffels, storage unit, all types of shit. And niggas is out of there. You packed up because the nigga wanted to be cute with his girl because, you know, he trying to build back what he did before. You know how that goes. Like, yo, this nigga still cheating, bro. I can't believe this nigga. I'm going to stop going out with him, babe.
First of all, if I do tell my bitch anything, I swear to God, it's no names.
Like, if I have to tell you a story that I can't hold and I gotta tell this shit,
it's this nigga.
It's always this nigga and that nigga. It's never the name. Like, it's never. And if you ask me the name, like, yo, bro, you worrying about the wrong shit. Like,
that's not even relevant.
You worrying about the
nigga
wrong
John
shit.
And fucking Bill. Like, it don't really matter who it was.
Like, but I ain't gonna lie. I love my lady's point of view. Like, I love her perspective. I love, like, she's a real nigga. She's my baby mother's harder than a lot of you niggas. Like, you know, I'm not gonna lie. Bro.
I can't lie. I can say the same shit.
Yo, bro, like I done came to her like, yo, what you think I should do in this situation? She'd be like, yo, do this, blah blah blah. I'd be like, oh,
gangsta.
You know what I'm saying? So
that's a fact.
I'm not gonna sit here in front like. First of all, she'll probably tell you like, yo, bro, why is this nigga still cheating on this side of town? He should be over there. Like, that's how my bitch would probably tell you like, gee shit. Like, I remember one of my mans, he was having a mental breakdown like. And like over cheating, like he was like, yo, I can't do this shit no more. She was like, yeah, this is why you shouldn't be cheating, you bum ass nigga. Like,
it's not for the week. It's not for the week.
It's not for the week.
It's not.
All right, but so I got a new question. If your girl is bad enough, can she cheat?
What you mean? Can she cheat? Like, she got permission to cheat?
Like,
fuck out of here.
Like,
you can cheat as long as I don't know.
I'm willing to let it slide because you're so fire.
No.
Oh, so I'm knowingly getting cheated on, but you're so fire. No, you know.
Fuck no.
What kind of question is that?
But you could cheat if you put your pain in. Like, say,
okay.
Say,
damn, I wish we had a girl here right now.
Say your nigga been dogging you for like a decade straight, like just violated. Or 4 years straight. Like, and you've been a good
for years.
You put pain in. And you had that slip up, like with your coworker, the nigga that called you beautiful every day.
You earned that.
You earned that. I'm as a nigga, I'm never gonna be like,
you charge that to the game.
I would never tell you, like, oh.
I hope I find out, so I don't even gotta address it. Let's just keep it moving, because I'm not about to be fake mad about it.
You charge it to the game. Yeah.
No, we're not charging to the game. We charge to karma, because I done already.
That's the game.
Yeah, I didn't spend a lot. So.
Nah, yeah, I'm not going. Listen, man.
I did a lot of spending.
Sometimes you gotta understand it, like, yo, bro, you did so much bullshit, bro. Yeah. Like, it's almost like when a nigga go to jail for mad long, and then he think his bitch is home every Saturday doing nothing.
That's not real, bro. You think, like, niggas is really on it like that?
No, it's a lot of niggas like that, bro. Niggas come home
delusional, though.
Upset. Like, yo, bro, you serious? Yeah, she was putting money on your book. She was giving you commissary. She was doing whatever the fuck she had to do. And you think
to keep you all right.
You think she wasn't. You think, yo, bro.
She's supposed to be playing with that rose toy every night?
Yo,
fuck out of here.
I didn't ask niggas, like, yo, when they bitch move on or whatever, or they bitch like take a break. You know, the bitch take a break before she cheat on you. Like I take a break. You know what I'm saying?
And then you gotta let the pussy breathe.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So now they hit you with they get back together. You know, they in the arbitrary phase. Like, you know, like they getting
your
back. Like, they getting back. Nigga be like, yo, I took her back. She told me she ain't suck his dick. You believe that?
Whoa,
bitch?
First of all,
why you even ask?
And I know you asked, is it bigger than yours? Because that's crazy. Why you refer? Like, nah, yo, let's move along. That's crazy.
You be like, yo, son, why you ask? Did she suck dick? Yes, she sucked dick, bro. Just assume she did.
Babe, was he bigger than me?
How many times did she suck your dick the first time you met her? Fuck, like, when you met her, like, that ass, though.
That verbiage is crazy.
How many times she sucked your dick when you met her?
Yeah. I'm not.
I'm trying to tell you, bro. You gotta think about it.
I'm not thinking about that.
No, I'm saying you gotta understand why you asking that question. Don't think about it. Like, yo, just assume she did it and move on.
Did you suck this? Nah.
Yeah, son, just move on, bro.
As you saying it, it sounds crazy.
Yeah, it sounds nuts. And you be sitting there like, yo, you believe her too, huh? All right.
Move along. We could definitely move along.
Like, all right, bro. I would never, like, I don't ask your body count.
That's crazy.
Yo, have y'all heard 50... About to be a billionaire?
50
about to be?
Yeah.
I thought you said he didn't care for some shit.
I mean, he probably said that he don't care to that he's becoming a billionaire, but I feel like that's crazy.
I think that's crazy.
I mean, it's monumental. How many people make it to billionaire status, especially out of hip hop?
Like, if it's official,
yeah.
Wait, so they was he's gearing up for it, basically.
He's close. He's like 900 million. Like,
get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
That's crazy, because he just filed bankruptcy.
You see how you said he's almost
but
he's
being smart about it, yeah.
900 million?
Yeah.
Nigga got 100 million left.
Nine times.
That's crazy, like.
He got 100 million nine times, like.
That's fire, too.
Is this they get a million once.
Is it a good thing or a bad thing, though?
What?
Becoming a billionaire.
I don't like, understand the question.
Yeah, like, he's already rich enough. Like, he's already.
That's what he was saying. That's,
wait. Yeah. So for what?
For anything, nigga. Like, what?
You can't buy it. You can't if buy
he's Knicks. He's never going broke again.
Sure.
So being
that's
a billionaire.
Being broke proof is rich enough.
Yeah, so that's the goal.
Such thing as
especially at his lifestyle. He could live his lifestyle the way he does.
You don't know what the fuck.
From what we see, cars, houses, whatever.
But 50's really. Very smart with his money. Like,
yeah, I don't feel like he's flashy like that.
There you go. He'll never. Not, he
may have.
He'll be as comfortable as he wants.
He tells you he only buys shit because of the taxes.
He still wear like green Yankees. Yeah. Hats and shit like that.
The most expensive thing on him is always gonna be his chain.
It do be bad hats. It do be bad hats.
No, he wear baseball hats with football jerseys. That's insane to me. First of all,
that's Adidas like, socks and Nikes. Yeah. That's up. Yeah, I never thought about that. But like,
wow.
I never did it, but I never thought about it. Like,
first of all, NFL fitted.
That's crazy.
Should never be a thing, because football players do not wear hats. That's number one.
That's a fact.
What is that?
Yo,
first of all, I have a Jets hat, and I'm a Jets.
See,
fan.
But it better be a snapback or something.
No, like, it's a fitted.
No,
it's a
no,
fit.
It's not.
I wear
it's
it.
It's an archive. Just say that. It's a piece. It's not something you wear. It's a piece you got. You know what I'm saying?
Sidebar.
I can't wear it.
Some shit I found out today. Spike Lee was the first nigga ever to have a Yankee fitted that wasn't it's the normal regular navy blue.
He had the red. He was the first.
I seen
nigga
that, but with, I thought they was talking shit.
No, he was the first.
It's
no,
real
no,
life.
It was real life.
Was that George, you that posted it?
Yes, George Steinbrenner.
I seen it while I was sitting here.
The boss
approved it himself.
Gangsta. What?
Yes, bro. And it wasn't a regular.
Shout out to Bronx. Shout out to Bronx.
It wasn't a regular Yankee hat either, bro. He had the patch.
He had the World Series.
World Series hat?
In the 90s, nigga.
That hat.
In the 90s.
He got that hat somewhere.
From New Era.
You know what I'm saying? He got that hat still today.
Oh, no, he do. He pulled it out.
You lying.
He pulled it out on the interview.
It's in the post?
Yo, bro, it's in the post, bro.
Oh, I ain't clicked the post. I just.
Nah, that was wild, bro. Fucking Little Yachty. We started everything.
I'm not gonna lie.
Fuck up.
Shout out Yachty, because I feel like ever since he did that shit, niggas been on bullshit. Like, yo, watch this. Like,
yeah, niggas is getting fly kids.
Niggas is coming back out with shit. And I'm like, oh, hold up.
Niggas is getting fly.
I feel like he made niggas get back on bullshit. I'm not gonna lie.
How dare you? Niggas made fun of niggas for wearing their man's clothing line.
He know.
Nigga, please.
Get the fuck out of here.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, but that's hard, though. Spike Lee is
an innovator.
That's legendary.
What? Spike Lee is insane.
That's legendary. Gotta be 60s, right? I think. Yeah, probably. You got the lat. Hold on, I'm gonna tell you right now.
You right? I'm on my Joe Bunch.
Yeah, you gonna be on your own.
He's 67.
See, that's seven.
How much?
67.
Wow. Think he's still fucking bitches? He's married?
Nah, he's
married. Spike Lee's definitely married.
He married?
Spike Lee's married with kids.
I've never seen him with a woman, bro.
First of all, he's been with his wife for dumb long.
Nah, that's Denzel.
Yeah, you're right. Tanya Lewis Lee.
Yes, man. Don't disrespect Mr.
Oh,
Lee.
She's valid.
I knew, I know because of him, my son Samuel Jackson, Magic, they all be locked in together.
All them niggas.
All them niggas, facts.
Y'all niggas got handshakes and shit like that?
That's my man. I fuck with Spike, man.
All right. Brooklyn. Faithful black man.
What's your favorite Spike movie?
Ooh, I feel like that's a good one. My favorite is Do the Right Thing.
Is what?
Do the Right Thing.
No.
I could watch that anytime.
The shit with Denzel and the bank robbery.
John Q?
No.
Oh, that's the hostage. I know you're talking about. Wait, he's holding niggas hostage?
No, he's a detective. Clive Owen.
Clive Owen. That's the shit. That's when niggas got. Niggas was what's that called? Hostage.
No, it's not. It's not.
Inside man.
Niggas was not hostage in that?
Yeah, they had hostage.
I just called it hostage because you said
that. Nah,
they had hostage.
My shit is either.
That was
Jungle Fever.
I didn't like the woman.
That shit was fire, bro.
Man, that was fire.
No, that shit was fire.
Yeah.
That shit is top five. Like, not top five. Top five, but it's
top five.
It's top five figuratively.
It sound good.
You just say it in the
top five, nigga.
That shit top five. Nah, that shit was hard.
Somebody don't debate you.
Nah, my shit is either Jungle Fever or
Jungle Fever's a good one.
Or Do the Right Thing.
Yeah, Do the Right Thing. right thing is.
I feel like do the right thing is just it too got, obvious of an answer, though. Like,
but well, he got game.
Because, okay, so.
He got game. He got game, is, sometimes he got game is up there.
Because it's the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What you say?
I'm saying the more likely answer is sometimes unpopular because it's the most likely answer.
But yeah.
Really, it's. Consensus is the best.
Yeah, right, yeah.
It's just the best. Like,
yeah. She gotta have it. The original shit, the white and black one was hard.
Like to say some more obscure shit is fire. Like, oh, right, you know what I'm saying.
But you got the niggas that right be thing. In the argument thinking of shit that no one's gonna just say.
Just to be different.
They be like, so Andre 3K is my favorite rapper. Get the fuck out of here.
I love logic.
Get the fuck out of here.
No, my favorite rapper is her. What the fuck is he talking about?
Lauryn Hill got the best bars ever. Like,
shut up, my nigga.
She slept on.
I never heard you get my car for that dumb shit.
Eminem. nigga, please. Nah. Yeah, I was in a bar shop
my favorite
time.
Rapper's MF Doom. Yeah. Fuck out of here, nigga. No, it was not, nigga. Shut up. All right,
Peter, MF Doom.
Yeah,
I was in a barbershop one time, right? And the nigga was like, my favorite rapper is Eminem. I was like, no, it's not. I was like, no, he was like, yo, me and M could relate. How, nigga?
Yeah, what? How? You want to kill your mother too, nigga? Fuck out of here.
He was like, nah, I grew up in foster care. Blah, blah, blah. I was like,
nigga, please.
Oh, well, I was like, well, my favorite rapper is Jay-Z, nigga.
Yeah. Was he white?
And I didn't lose 94 bricks, nigga.
Yeah, at all.
Hold on, was he white?
No, he was black.
That's
man,
even worse.
Bro.
That's even worse. I didn't even have to ask that. I already knew.
I was like, all right, cool, son. I was like, the Detroit niggas don't even think he the best.
You said, I love
Detroit
logic.
Niggas, they be like 42 Doug and shit.
Yeah, bro. Come on, son. That's not your thing. Keep it a buck. You might like some songs, whatever it is. Like.
Nah, but you saw that shit? The top 50 Atlanta rappers? It was a list.
I seen that 3K was number one.
So, listen, let's just
wait,
make this clear.
Atlanta rappers of all time?
Top 50 Atlanta rappers of all time. Let's just be clear real quick. I don't hate 3K. I actually think he's really good. But I feel like the nigga didn't rap enough to
be number one.
Everybody's consensus number one.
Yeah.
And second of all, niggas be disrespecting Big Boy. First of all, Big Boy is probably the most flyest nigga from Atlanta.
Killer Mike kind of says something like that.
He's at 50, but he still made
the list. Who's not on the list?
I'm saying he made the list.
Lil Nas X is on the list.
I seen that.
But it's 50, that's cool. You got to put him on there.
How do you have a nigga that you can to have
Sci High Prince 48 is wild.
This is
crazy.
Wow. Trouble is cool, but
he should be 50.
Rich the Kid is not a great rapper. He's had some songs. K-Camp, I respect.
Nigga.
I respect K-Camp.
That's my guy.
Scrappy should not be on this list.
I don't know.
He should not be on this list. B.O.B., okay, I respect
OG, oh, nah, legend. If he stopped selling drugs, he'd be higher.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Roscoe Dash.
I respect it, but.
Hold on. If who stopped selling drugs?
OJ Juice. OJ he'll be way higher. He'll be. OJ might be up there with Gucci.
Why did Sean Paul from Youngblood?
Why does Roscoe Dash deserve to be that high?
I don't know.
Dash got some hits.
He's not high. He's in the 40s.
Yeah, we started from the bottom going up.
Oh.
Sean Paul from Youngblood. I didn't even know he had a.
I didn't know he was. So
why old. They belong on this list? Help introduce Eastside Stomp. All right, so he's a legend.
Get the fuck out of here. Wow. Move on. That's what they
Yo,
did.
Yo, Complex.
They
that
just
dude.
Ran out of
I
shit.
I never heard
at
of
that
Cool
point.
Breeze.
I never heard.
All right. Young Nudie, yes. I respect that.
Oh, yeah, that's my nigga. That's the nigga with the.
Rich Homie should not be
he
above
He should be
Young
way
Nudie,
higher.
But I fuck with Rich Homie.
Quan? Fable? You don't think Quan should be. Fable.
Hot. He got way more than
Quan?
Quan had a. Like,
Quan
10 years
had an era.
Yeah, Quan had one era and then was dead for the whole 3, 4, 5 eras.
Okay, that's fair.
You know what I'm saying? I fuck with Quan. When he was hot, I fucked with Quan. You know Thug, my favorite rapper. Fabo, Legend, all right.
Wait, where they put Thug at?
I don't know. We ain't there yet.
Oh.
Oh, no. Thug is top 5, nigga.
Come on,
serious?
Diamond.
She's both Scrappy.
Yeah, come on. That's crazy.
That's hilarious.
You only know one verse.
Atlanta, y'all got to get your shit together. Because Yachty put... Yo, first of all, I didn't even think Yachty was on the list. Was Yachty on the list?
Fresh is more famous for dying. Damn, that sounds bad.
Man. Ouch. R.I.P. Bankroll, though. He should be way higher.
Childish Gambino, I agree.
Only in America.
Big Gip, I can't speak on that. I don't know what I'm saying. Left, that's tough. I didn't know she was from Atlanta.
Definitely from Atlanta.
Pastor Troy, I respect.
Niggas. I thought Pastor Troy was from North Carolina.
That's, nah, that's Petey Pablo.
That's Petey Pablo.
Young Dro, fire. He's a Christian rapper now. I respect myself. I respect him. Soulja. Soulja Boy's from Big Alabama. Soulja should be higher than us.
He's from Atlanta. I mean, he's from Alabama.
Alabama, that's true. J.I.D., I can't really speak
on. I don't know. I don't listen to
that. That's one of them niggas that niggas, that's my favorite rapper.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He's up there with J. Cole.
J.I.D. is.
Oh, my God. He's amazing.
He's nice, though.
MC Shot. You see what I'm saying?
He's nice. I'm not saying he my favorite. I'm not saying he my favorite, but he deserved. What number was he?
Just knew this nigga was.
What number was he?
He was
27.
J.I.D.
He deserves that spot, bro. Right, cool. He deserves that
MC Shot D, that's a super Atlanta. I could tell. He even got an Atlanta Falcons jersey.
In the picture.
This nigga never left the city. You could have asked us to open, bro. Lotto, I respect. Yeah, she my boss. She building.
Oh, yeah. Yadi, okay.
I respect Yadi.
Walker's from Queens.
Yep. That's true, too. He jacket, too. Shorty Lowe.
He should be
if
higher.
If he didn't die, I don't know if he would be on this list this high. 22 is crazy. Kilo Ali. Oh, I thought that was a nigga
you
from.
You don't think Shorty Lowe should be higher?
Higher than this? That's respectable.
First of all, why he on the list?
I thought this was Ali, the nigga from St. Lunatics.
A true banghead legend who was a part of the city's most iconic.
See what I'm saying? He's a city's legend.
I mean, it is Atlanta.
I respect it. Gunna, of course.
He should be higher.
Yeah, there's not 19 niggas better than him. See, Takeoff would not be on this list if he didn't die.
What?
Nah, he wouldn't be on. He wouldn't be recognized yet. Remember when he was alive? He wasn't the hottest nigga.
He wasn't the hottest nigga in his group, but niggas was starting.
He was the best lyricist. Yes. He was more obscure, but I'm saying to get this kind of recognition,
Lil Jon should be way higher.
Lil Jon is at 18. Yeah, he should be higher than that.
Jermaine way higher. What?
It depends who's on this list. CeeLo Green. Way higher. I respect these names. Quavo. I don't think you should be above CeeLo Green, bro.
Or Jermaine Dupri.
I agree.
Killer Mike.
Killer Mike is more of an activist than a rapper. Nigga, I can't name one song from
him. He reminds me. I always get him mixed up with Dr. Umar.
Offset? Damn. You and Quavo gonna have beef behind this list. I didn't know that.
Offset's better than Quavo.
Yeah, but you think Quavo feel that way?
He should. Fuck.
Quavo should feel like Offset's better than him. Okay.
He should.
If he's being realistic.
He's better than nigga. Hardy, being real with yourself.
Yeah.
Hardy, I respect.
Yo, he's a cult. He got a cult father. You a Cardi
super
fan?
Super cult.
Yeah, bro, I mean, niggas be like, yo, he got a concert this week. I'd be like, what? I never heard a song about it.
We'll get into that one day, but I got a lot of stories about Cardi.
Okay, the list is getting good.
Savage.
Now. 21.
Respect that. Lil Baby, all right. You're not hot now, but you was
Gunna's
hot,
better than
hot.
Baby.
Yeah, we just had that conversation.
Gunna's better than Baby.
The conversation we specifically had, it was that Gunna was always better than Baby.
Big Boy's number 8.
Not hotter.
Disrespect.
Better. Disrespect. Big Boy is good.
Big Boy should be higher than
yo, Atlanta's a lot of niggas. Hold on, I ain't seen the rest of
if you got fucking 3K at one.
Oh, yeah,
nah.
3K at one?
Nah, Big Boy belongs to be at 8. 3K belongs to be belongs lower.
At 8.
I like that,
Ludacris at 7. Okay. That's valid. That was my favorite rapper one time. This is, all right, the list is out the window. This nigga's at 5. Young Thug's at 6. All right.
Okay.
I haven't seen Future yet.
Okay,
so
Jeezy.
Jeezy above Thug.
Jeezy.
Yeah.
Jeezy
not
above
even close.
Thug.
That's not even close.
1,000,000%.
I'm closing this.
One.
It's not even close.
Yo, 1,000,000%. Yo, bro.
Nate, oh, my God. Are you serious?
No. Yo, he created trap music, bro.
He created it?
Hold on.
He
didn't create
who's
it.
Who's the king of the South?
T.I.
king of the South?
T.I. created it.
Who's the king of the South? And nobody debated it.
Stop.
Nigga named this album King of the South. Nobody said nothing.
Stop, son.
What are you talking about?
Stop.
Nobody said a word. We had it at his auntie's house. We got it. We got it.
Yo.
But God damn, you going to say
yo,
he
better? Yo, I'm going to tell you the only
yo,
reason why.
Got
Jeezy,
hundred,
yo,
hold on.
The only reason why Jeezy is not number one? The only reason why he's not
first
number
one. First of all, I ain't seen T.I. either.
Yo, this is
respect
thug.
Respect T.I.
Oh, wait. All right, yeah.
This is thug.
Hold on. Where is T.I.?
T.I. can still be on the list, though.
Oh, all right. Where we at? We at 3.
Bro, this is we at thug. 5. Jeezy's at 5.
Yo, bro.
Now, we know Thug Motivation is still one project. One.
All three of them.
Nah, you can't
all
say all three.
All three of them.
First two was classic.
Three was cool.
Three was calm. Like, okay,
yo,
we got
bro.
Another one.
First of all.
But don't give us another one.
First of all, fuck it. You as good as your last album, right?
All
right,
bet. All right, bet.
Jeezy last shit is way better than T.I. shit.
Oh, we not talking about T.I.
Oh, yeah.
Nah,
what are
we
talking about Thug? Yeah.
Talking about Thug.
Well, you said T.I.
Oh.
No. I still haven't even seen T.I. on here. All right,
go ahead.
All right, stand down.
The fact that y'all think Jeezy is not better than Thug or T.I. and them niggas is crazy.
Hold on.
Yo, Thug got 100 shits that nigga can just do on stage
yeah.
and niggas know the words. Like, word for
and
word
Jeezy
for word.
Don't?
He got a few. He don't got 100 shits. I'm not
exaggerating
when I say 100. I said 100 shits.
Jeezy and Thug, I think that's an easy
what?
Argument. I think that's an easy argument for Thug. That's an easy argument.
Easy. Like, his run is so crazy. Jeezy had a, you know what I'm saying, window.
Jeezy had a run.
Then Ross came around, took his lane, and it was a dub.
Yo,
with you. I agree with you.
Yeah,
like
there's not many.
He's like T-Mac.
Yo, bro.
There's
like,
not.
He's an NBA player. He's T-Mac.
There's not many.
You know
there's not many five other niggas years, who get an easy
three,
vote
five,
over
what?
Him.
What?
I'm just saying 5 years, 6 years.
Yo, Seth, wait. Do we remember what this nigga did to Gucci Man? Yeah, do you remember
what
he did?
Gucci Man did to him.
What did Gucci Man do to him?
He was so fly, he had to show up to his birthday. Killed his man. And danced with
him. Told you about it. He still sung the song. Yo, your dad man's fucking. Kill him. We smoking on your man's.
What? And that clip from the birthday club, nigga. I love that shit to this day, bro. It's like, yo, why did you go to Jeezy's birthday? He's like, I was so fly, I had to go.
I had to go.
Nigga, that was gangster.
Come on, son. This nigga got an Asian girl talking about she put hands on him. This nigga's out of He thought he signed. He was not. My son was dating somebody from The View. He's not. Come on.
The only reason why Jeezy.
We gonna keep going on this list.
The nigga
now
be
I'm curious.
The nigga be talking like. First of all, he changed his whole lifestyle, so that's what make him weird.
So why
man.
You got on the stage with Gucci?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like he be acting like yo, the nigga like, he eats sea bass salad.
He had a talk show.
Sea bass salad still with NBA throwbacks.
That's an old picture.
That's an old picture. Look at his teeth.
I mean,
that's brand new. Look at his teeth. Look at his teeth.
And he had a talk show. He tried to be Steve Harvey.
This nigga's a victim at this point.
He had a talk. He had a talk show.
Get the fuck out of here. Jeezy had a talk show?
Look it up.
Hold on, let's finish the list. Finish the list.
No, we going to talk show.
This is more compelling.
Jeezy had a talk so weird.
On Tubi. Nah.
First of all, don't disrespect Tubi.
I was just telling them Tubi has some shit.
Yo, son.
I don't see no Jeezy talk show.
Tubi.
Is Steve Harvey?
Disrespect.
Nah, I swear he had a talk show, bro.
He might have had an interview.
Nah.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Jeezy too.
All right, back to the list. Hold on.
Jeezy's the Atlanta Hove.
He's Atlanta Nas. Because Hove is T.I., my nigga. T.I. is above him. If we doing that, Hove.
T.I. be getting caught with mad. All right,
Gucci at four.
Yo,
Gucci
the bitches
four.
Be saying.
I fuck with Gucci.
The bitches be saying T.I. be sexually assaulting them, but they really.
T.I.?
He got mad sexual assault, but it's not because.
About Trey Songz.
It's not about T.I. It's because he be trying to have threesomes with his wife, Tiny. He be having
trying to coerce bitches.
And she be sexually assaulting.
Oh, nah, that's crazy.
Fucking ugly ass.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Tiny look like a victim. I ain't
gonna lie. Bitches be like, oh, T.I. trying to say.
Why she always look swollen?
Oh, T.I.'s three.
She just, oh, okay. Oh, you right.
So that means Future's two.
Yeah, Future gotta be up here. Future's two.
Future should be one.
I agree.
I wouldn't be mad at that.
I got Future one, Jeezy two.
I think Future one of the best rappers of all time, for real. Fuck
not me.
I think he's one of the best rappers of all time.
He's top influences of all time. He's
like
up
in
there.
Terms of
top
dressing, memes,
like the whole
bitches,
package, yeah.
Range of music. You feel me? He gonna make love songs. He gonna make trap
yeah,
music.
For sure. And he's a writer. He's a wild writer.
You feel what I'm saying? He's really to himself. Like I feel like he's a real musician. He's one of the greatest of our generation.
He's definitely a wild influence.
And he's been going for over 10 years.
Who is more important to the culture though, him or Drake?
To him.
Drake without doubt. I think Drake without doubt.
Future. No. And you talking about the culture? You talking about hip hop?
The culture.
Yeah.
Culture. Like culture. Period.
Overall.
Why you said without a doubt Drake though?
Because he appealed to Jewish niggas, white niggas.
That's not the culture.
See, yeah, that's not the culture.
But they all consume hip-hop. That's not the culture to us.
That's
they're
true.
Not,
that's
you
true.
Feel me? They're the ones spending the
and
money.
They're usually the ones that pay for everything. Yeah.
They're the ones at the concert. So
that's true.
He's influencing them. He's related to them. Like, that's how
yeah,
you
but
just can't compete with.
That's not what niggas mean when they say the culture, bro.
No, that's not what we mean when
that's
they say
true.
The culture. What do they mean when they say the culture?
They're wrong. They're misusing the word.
Actually, they probably wouldn't say that. They probably wouldn't say that.
First of all, speaking of the
they're fans. I don't feel like I'm a fan of hip-hop. I feel like I am hip-hop. I feel that way.
Yeah.
And I don't think hip-hop is just music.
Right.
It's music.
It's
clothes,
a culture.
It's content. It's everything.
It's
And Future is more important to that than Drake is.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
He drives internet culture. He drives what we drink.
Niggas
was wearing RGB trucker hats.
Not even.
Niggas was wearing.
But not even just.
Niggas don't know who made it.
What's them shits?
Yeah.
Brunch nigga
wizard,
hat.
Yeah. Wizard shits. Brunch nigga hat.
But not even.
Niggas with pictures and shit. Yeah, if you have one of those, you definitely have
some. Not even just.
That's a fact.
He influences more than just the consumers. Like, other artists.
That's
other artists.
What was the rapper name that got caught mad ass beating on a plane.
Panda. Designer.
Panda.
Designer.
Nah, Panda.
Panda was his song.
Bro, he's a registered offender now. He's on that.
He's wild.
He's one of the red dots in the Not Like Us video.
Yo, he really got caught.
Yeah, he got a weird case. Why is he around?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah, he got caught masturbating. He said he was high as shit. But that's like the nigga on the bus. The nigga on the bus in Harlem.
That was over the nigga's shoulder?
Bro.
What?
I'm not defending him.
I identify as an
but if you read the comments, it was bad niggas in the comments.
Oh, yo.
They was like, yo, I know, son. He never was on it like this. This nigga's actually, he get busy. He get hoes. Why is he, like, they don't know. They couldn't explain it.
He's an addict.
And that's what a lot of niggas were saying about Panda. Something, it's that fentanyl or something going on.
I mean.
Yo, do y'all read the comments on folks?
Yeah.
That's where the jokes be at, bro. That's where the jokes be at, yeah.
That's where the content is.
You're telling me this shit, I'm like, you open the comments?
Fuck yeah.
I ain't never once opened the comments.
Oh, nah, you too cool.
Nah, it's not even on some cool shit. I just never crossed my mind.
I'll be in the comments like, oh,
I'll be in the comments like if I'm trying to find the answer to something.
First of all, if you go in something cool, I'm in the comments. I'll be in the comments arguing this
real?
Shit.
So I'm in the minority.
Yeah, you're definitely. Yeah.
I thought she was bugging.
Nah.
Because I only go in the comments like, if there's a question about what's happening in the video, I'm like, I know I'm not the only one.
Nigga, that's where the real comedy is at, bro. Because niggas on the internet are hilarious.
Yeah.
Nah, niggas on the internet.
Twitter?
That shit is a shit show.
Yo.
I love what Elon did, too. Like, when he opened up the floodgates and like everybody said whatever. Like,
yeah.
I have no problem arguing with a racist in Wyoming. Like, I have no problem arguing with the niggas.
Twitter got the best point.
It's okay to be a little racist. They say it's okay to be a little racist.
It's not okay to be racist.
I mean, what's it called? Not community.
What?
The world doesn't really think so anymore.
The world doesn't believe it's okay to be racist.
Everybody, you know.
It's totally okay to be
racist. There's a high sensitivity to racial topics.
Nah.
Racism and shit like.
Those are non-New Yorkers.
It's fine to be racist.
You know, that's a lot of people's biggest thing with Trump. Everybody just results.
We also think we have freedom of speech. I don't feel like we have freedom of speech.
One of my closest friends in the world is a Dominican nigga from the Heights. One of my closest friends, right? I met this nigga cutting his ass because he came back from being deported in New York. When he came back, cutting his ass. Like, that's how we met. Like, banana boat nigga, yeah.
No way.
That's my man. Like, he came back, and that's how he just asked me to be the godfather of his daughter. This is my man, bro.
That's nigga you went to his baby shower?
Huh?
You just went to the baby shower?
Yeah, I just went to his baby shower. That's my dog, bro. We met cutting each other's ass on some racist shit. Like, and this is my man.
Nah.
That's why I say, yo, bring racism back. That shit is...
Bring bullying back.
Bring bullying back. Bring all that shit back, bro. Like,
it builds character.
I saw a nigga on the train the other day dancing. Showtime.
That shit is hilarious, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Some of the best jokes you can get off.
It's racist jokes. Nigga said, it was some white nigga on TikTok. Nigga said he was arguing with his black friend. And he was like... Black dudes and some shit like, we created everything. Like, y'all just consume everything, whatever. He was like, name one thing white people created, whatever, that's like, that people accept this shit, right? He said, well, that word was kind of cool.
Killed him.
I said, yo, that's a fact. Niggas can't leave that shit alone. He killed him with that. He said, well.
He replace it with King.
Yeah, like, fuck out of here, nigga. That shit don't hit the same.
That shit don't hit the
same. It don't hit the same.
I be feeling like, why I'm calling this nigga King? Like,
yo, that's crazy.
You ain't my King, nigga.
Brother.
That remind me of that.
Niggas try brother, too.
When you get your master's. Nigga, when you get your master's in college, you come back to the block. Nigga, you think my master? You think my master now, nigga? Fuck out of here.
That nigga said, well, the N-word was kind of cool. I said, yo, he ain't lying right now.
You see, and I think that sensitivity is why people got bent out of shape when Mike Rubin made the comment he did on Breakfast Club.
I agree with
what did
that.
He say?
Fuck
what did that. He say?
I love Mike Rubin. I think Mike
I'm just getting hip to Mike Rubin like, all right, this nigga might be a piece of shit.
No. Mike Rubin is an ill.
He's ill
cracker. But listen. listen.
What
I love
said,
Mike Rubin.
What
I love Mike Rubin.
So he pointed out that.
But it's no such thing as black on black nothing.
He pointed out that the flaw in the black community is that.
One thing I've learned about black culture that I don't like is that black hate on hate.
He means black people hate on each other. And so, like, he talking about people always clowning.
Like, knives in the barrel type shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he was trying
and
to
do. And he seen it specifically with Meek, you know, like.
But see, he, yeah. See, now you blurred the lines with because you was defending Meek. And it's like, yo, Meek, I'm. Everybody know I'm
but why
a,
did he
I'm
say
a
this?
Dream chaser.
What did they ask him?
They did ask him. I can't remember what it was, but he didn't just say it. He
no, I forgot. Damn, what was the question? You got to pull up it. But when Meek said, I mean, when he was defending Meek, it's like, yo, bro, this is why you got to stay in your place. And this is why I agree with niggas saying, like, yo, bro, chill out. Like, you don't know what you're talking about. Because Meek has a lot of, like, questionable moments. Not the gay shit. Like, all that shit is weird, but I'm saying, like, I'm talking about, like, the wet fries on your leg. You know what I'm saying?
like doing, like,
you know what I'm saying?
Crazy.
The falling down the stairs. Bro, if we're on the block, we're cutting your ass. You know what I'm saying? You're just a celebrity, bro. You're a celebrity.
To us, we've known you.
We know you, Meek. Like Nappy Braids, Meek. We know you, nigga.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. You know, I knew Meek from Smack Beat.
Getting in my bag.
The white shit on. Like, yeah, he was.
Meek, stop.
Not that he wasn't nice. I'm just saying.
But some of the hate do be. It be like unwarranted. Like,
are you a Meek fan?
I'm a dream chaser.
What do you mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course, like this nigga's this nigga's undeniable. Like,
nah,
no, nigga.
But if I was with Meek, I would tell him like, yo, you bugging the fuck out sometimes. Like, if you on Twitter, like I'd be like, yo, bro, I'm a real friend. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, get on Twitter, bro. You bugging the fuck out, like, you know what I'm saying? But I think his friends around him do be like, yo, Meek, chill. Like,
I don't think anybody tells him.
I think so. He can't talk on black.
That's what I'm saying. That's why that quote looked crazy.
But he had a point, though.
He wasn't wrong. He wasn't wrong. But see, that's how life
why can't
unfair.
Why can't he
but,
say
that?
Why
you can't talk about what we go through?
Okay.
Why? Because we here because of you, motherfucker.
The problem is not that he's not wrong.
Yeah, why can't he say it?
Is that he's just discovering this. Like,
yeah.
It's a new world to him. Like, oh, black people hate on hate. Like, welcome to the fucking world, nigga.
Not the world.
Like, not the world. I'm saying welcome. This is a thing. The crabs in a barrel mentality is a thing.
But he's saying it's a problem. He's pointing it out as a problem.
He's pointing it out
we
as
know
a
it's
discovery.
A problem, nigga. Yeah,
like he's shedding light on something.
Like Christopher Columbus.
Yeah. What I'm
like he bought the change.
Thank you. He's like, wait a minute. Fact. I figured it out.
Like, like I'm gonna be the pioneer.
Like, no, the only reason you don't know this
you're not
is because you're not
Luther
black.
Fuck
like,
off,
it's okay.
Yeah, facts. 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 Facts.
But
the only reason you don't know this is because you're not of the culture. So now, when you ingratiate yourself with all these celebrities, like, oh, this is your bro. It's my close friend. It's my brother. Like,
that's really what he's saying to
you. You know what you're doing. You're buying culture at this point. But we just realized it now.
All right.
Because I thought it was cool.
Does him pointing it out.
Says more about him.
It doesn't put the problem in anybody's face like, we should probably fix this.
No. It sheds light.
Why not?
No.
Because
why not?
We're all conscious to that. He's just shedding light to his ignorance with that comment. That's...
Let me tell you why. In the same media tour he did, he told a story how he made it. Like
this
he made his first $1 million.
This is disgusting.
He made at 17 years old. He bought a sneaker for $9. He bought 100,000 sneakers for $9 with no money. He called
100,000 lollipops.
Yo, bro. He called the bank over the phone. Collect. And borrow $2.7 million. This is why a nigga like this can't say these type of shit. Like you,
bro, we
didn't go through nothing you could do, nigga. Like,
we can't do that.
We can't relate to you. So how you relate
I can't
to us?
Put on my white voice and get alone. Like,
and then he got another shit where he introduced Aiden Ross to Robert Kraft, and he was like,
he's a Jewish kid like us.
He's top five streamer in the world, and he's Jewish. It was like,
but that's
I have no problem with that.
That's
saying
that's
fire.
Like he's
that's fire.
They looking out for each other.
It's not fire on camera,
that's
but it's fire, though.
You're spitting on
it's us. Fire, though.
They looking out for each other.
They looking out
point.
For each other, and that was his point.
As you should.
As the fuck
And he's
should.
Pointing out that black people aren't doing it enough.
Stop. Why are you coming on a black platform to shed light about black mentality?
You
we
see,
already know this, bro.
So we only have a problem with the messenger and not the message.
We know the message.
No.
Anybody could have said this. You just would have shown your ignorance. Whoever was saying this exact comment would have been showing their ignorance.
I just feel
it's like you're out of touch.
I feel
like it's like Yachty saying this shit about New York. It shows that he's out of touch.
I feel like we're overanalyzed.
You're so
black people are overanalyzed.
Detached.
Yeah, I mean, because
I feel like we're just
overreported.
I feel like everything we do is a problem. Yeah. Like, first of all, we're not even the leaders in Section 8 and shit like that, right? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, we're not even the leaders. Like, it's white people.
Yeah.
But where the problem with sexual
deviants? We're moochers.
Yeah, we're the moochers. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, EBT and all that shit. We're not the leaders in none of that shit.
Boom. Say food stamps, automatically think about black people.
You think about us.
Shit, crazy. You
hear all the stories about our mac and cheese with your government cheese.
Racist jokes revolve around government
cheese. Because them niggas was making...
That's crazy.
Because they wasn't making mac and cheese with their cheese. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, we made it cool. Like, you know, we rapped about it. You know what I'm saying?
Now, this is crazy with Mike Rubin, though. Like, you get next to a nigga like me, you take advantage, you use your
pool. He didn't take advantage.
Wait, I'm not done. You take advantage of the fact that this man is in despair. Like, he has no outlets. He has no way to get out of this situation. Boom, you use your billionaire resources. Let's get him out. Let's make it a spectacle. Let's take you to the game straight from jail and sit right next to me. Like, stamp me to the culture. You feel what I'm saying? So now I could throw this white party. So now I could... have you all under my umbrella. Boom, I got Fanatics. Now I have all of you under Fanatics. That's crazy.
It was a mutually beneficial relationship.
Who would know Mike Rubin without Meek?
It was a mutually beneficial relationship.
It was mutual, though.
So one person. It's not mutual to the culture. It's not beneficial to the culture.
But Meek benefited from that.
Meek,
so
little
Rubin.
Baby.
It's like Kodak sitting next to Trump because he got exonerated. That's helping
little
one
Wayne
person.
Too.
That's helping one person helping another person gained a mass full of people that it's like I paid you $100,000 to make a billion.
That's the price. It's not always gonna be equal though.
Yeah, it's never. Crazy. Life's not fair.
Yeah.
But I'm saying you're such a vulture and you try to seem so genuine. It's crazy to me. That's what bothers me. That when you make a comment like this, it just shows your motives and exactly what you've been doing.
Yeah, that's true.
You're not of the culture. You don't care about us like that. You care about your benefit and how could this culture help your benefit? How can it help Fanatics?
Well,
the only reason I even know about Fanatics is because of the white party.
Criminal reform.
Like, what else sponsor is at the white party but Fanatics? You see all these big ass F's, pause, like, but I don't even know if that's pause, but it just sounds crazy. But anything big.
It's a too cautious. It's a too cautious.
Fanatics. And you're a fanatic?
It's a mystery fanatic. Fuck out of here.
What you fanatic over?
Yeah, what's over there? Why you keep downloading
it? You know they make the big ass posters too over
exactly.
there.
Life size.
Big pause.
However
pause.
You want, make it.
I mean, I walked in my cousin's room when I just first dropped.
Big ass shit.
Big ass mellow on the walls.
It's a fucking life size.
What the fuck is you doing,
head,
you 60-year-old?
You a creep. Fuck out of here. Why you got men on the wall, nigga? 6'11 men.
Fuck out of here. You don't love mellow that much,
yeah,
nigga.
Headband and all, nigga. Fuck out of here, nigga.
Stay mellow. Fuck out of here.
Get another one. Give me Braun. Yo, fuck out of here, son. Yeah, but I don't like that about Mike Rubin. I think he just, you know, showed his ass a little bit.
Nah, that was he was a little out of line for that.
That's a fact. But also, he's good at what he's doing because niggas not really onto him like that. There's ice in them.
Niggas didn't know he was
he's a culture vulture, though.
Nah, me.
I respect a nigga like Vlad more than
like
this.
First of all, fuck Vlad. Fuck Vlad, bro. And it's not because, bro, Vlad, Vlad be getting niggas.
Nah, he don't
bro,
get niggas.
Bro, he be exploiting niggas, bro. He's worse than
who
this
who else is not exploiting niggas,
bro? But he
we
is.
Talking about
like,
this
bro,
nigga
he's getting niggas straight locked up, bro.
No, he's not.
Come on, so he gets niggas to go in there and tell all their life story, yo, bro.
This nigga's
like,
a magician then, because why is niggas talking?
Yo, bro.
Matter of fact, I'm going to just pull up Pee Wee Longway on Vlad, because he did the right thing.
The Pee Wee Longway did the
all right then, so why niggas can't do that?
Because a lot of
why
niggas
is
not like,
incapable.
A lot of niggas is not like that. All
right then, so that's on them.
And Vlad
that's
knows that, bro.
It's a
even
bunch
with,
of other interview niggas that can
even
get
with,
niggas.
Even with Pee Wee, he kept asking a nigga.
Yeah, you're right.
He was like, oh, yeah.
That's the shit that's going to go viral, though. How you doing his job? Come on, Pee Wee Longway.
Nah, Vlad was, yo, he just did some shit. So he said,
Nigga say you like color blue. You a Crip, huh?
Said, nah, see what I'm saying?
I just like color blue.
Yo, the nigga,
I respect it though. You don't
nigga,
gotta say yes.
Nigga,
I'm a Crip.
Nigga, Vlad tried to tell Marlon Wayans today he not worth $40,000 for an interview.
He's not. Yo, 40 bands for Marlon. First of all,
first
are you watching
all,
Marlon Wayans? Are you running to a Marlon Wayans interview?
No, I'm not. But I'm also don't give a fuck if you up the price on Vlad, nigga.
But
Vlad shouldn't be getting. Yo, whatever I tell you,
okay,
you pay
hold
me,
on.
Nigga.
Hold
you
on.
Pay me, nigga.
Why?
That's it, bro.
Why? This nigga's not a chump.
First of all, he's Marlon Wayans.
Yeah,
I'm talking about Vlad.
You're a fucking legend.
Vlad is the number one nigga out here.
I'm Vlad.
Nigga,
I'm Marlon is.
So why'd you charge Vlad?
Because Vlad asked me for an interview. $40,000, nigga.
Sayonara, nigga. I got 20 other niggas I could pay $10,000 to get just a good interview.
Yeah,
I
nobody's just, watching I just, that shit unless you ask, are you a crit?
I watch Vlad every day.
Nigga, like Marlon Wayne, no, Marlon Wayne was in movies with fucking
that nigga
Tupac.
Solved Tupac murder.
Yes, yeah, sir, he solved it. He was, who solved it?
Vlad.
Come on.
The only reason that nigga Keefe D is in jail is because Vlad interviews.
And
that
other,
nigga got up there and talked.
On, and then there was another.
He wrote a book.
What about the little nigga that was had the shootout in his apartment? He killed the nigga that ran in his apartment. He told the story on Vlad and then got killed the next day.
Oh, no, I ain't see that.
Vlad be really
doing
niggas
Vlad, locked up.
But
like, you come up here.
Yeah, that's not Vlad's fault. He's doing his job. He just asked you. All
right, if it happened to 2, 3, 4 niggas, why is niggas still coming up there and spilling? Knowing what happened.
You know how to, yo, bro.
Come
see,
on,
that's
son,
why
stop.
But this is why Mike Rubin shouldn't be talking about shit, right? Because we know stupid niggas within us. We know it's stupid niggas within us. And, like,
Vlad
we have
really
to tolerate these stupid niggas.
Vlad
you're not,
really
I'm not going to allow
though.
You to tolerate. Yeah, nigga is not hip hop. I'm calling him hip hop.
He's hip hop, though.
He is recording niggas ratting on themselves.
But he's been in hip hop for over 20 years.
Posting it on the internet. Nigga, yeah, because he's paying niggas. Vlad is well invested.
He's a real DJ, though.
Fuck him. Fuck that nigga.
I respect you saying that, but I don't
fuck
agree.
Fuck that nigga, bro.
I don't agree.
Fuck him.
Bro, that nigga got Italian niggas up there.
I got Mike Rubin
over
Vlad.
He got
snitches
up. He got Italian niggas, the mob niggas. Mike Franzese, all them niggas up there. All them niggas is rats.
I fuck with all them niggas, too. All the niggas that, like,
Niggas said I don't fuck with Vlad because he a rat, but I fuck with all them Italian niggas that's rats.
No, I'm not.
What type of shit is
that? Nah, because first of all, I just wasn't.
What Italian nigga you fuck with that's not a rat?
I wasn't trying to get.
They only could do interviews because they told.
Oh, them niggas told.
All them niggas told.
I'm not gonna sit here and lie. I do not watch Vlad.
I'm subscribed.
Or Adam 22.
I don't watch Adam 22. No.
First of all, you let your wife get plugged on TV.
That's crazy. That's insane.
That's nice, bro.
And you posted it. That's crazy. It's not like niggas found out about it, nigga.
Why Wack be over there? Wack work with him now?
I don't know.
Wack will punch you dead in your shit.
How you know?
Right in your snout. Yo, what? He knocked the nigga out. He knocked the nigga out on for the game.
For what?
That big rapper nigga. Remember the nigga that had a tattoo on his face? He ran down on the game one time and Wack knocked him the fuck out. No, it was another nigga. Then it was two white boys that tried to jump Wack at a gas station. Wack beat both
you know
them
a lot
niggas
about
up.
Wack,
Wack is really Wack is official.
I did see the gas station video.
That's what it is. I don't know nothing about Wack.
Wack is official.
He be doing
a lot. Wack a fight though.
The one thing I don't
Wack
like
100
about,
got Wack
the
100
one thing
fight.
I don't like about Wack.
Look, first clip, knocking niggas the fuck out. Look, first two clips I was talking about.
Squabble.
Here we
you gotta
go.
Call them squabbles. They squabbles.
Knock him out.
Yeah. Check him out the game.
Gas station.
All right. Oh, he won't smoke. He don't want to smoke.
Get his plates.
You gonna call police after that?
Like he's done. He don't want to play no more.
Shut up.
All right, go out of this one. Go to the next one.
He got more fights?
Yeah, go to the next one. I tell my son Wack be knocking niggas the fuck out.
You putting shit out? Hmm. Knocked out by L.A. rapper? Man. Oh my
no, God. No, that was some other shit. Look, Wack's about to fight.
Oh, he popped on him?
Nah, hold up. Y'all think y'all... Nah, I want you to see this shit. Where he knocked the white
too
boy
much about
nigga.
This nigga.
Nah, Wack be on the internet. Niggas be on the internet.
You be on
the internet.
You be on Clubhouse.
Nah, I don't be on Clubhouse.
That's a COVID app. I remember that shit. You remember Clubhouse? You was up on Clubhouse?
Nah.
Oh.
I was
still on Clubhouse.
Nah, Twitter did their own version. I listened to a couple of
speakers. You giving like 101s in there and shit.
Yo.
Seminars. TED Talks and shit.
Yeah, one mic.
Yo, did y'all watch the Olympics?
Yeah, I watched the fuck out
of anything other than basketball?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Shakari Richardson.
Track is the best. Track and field is the best event.
The popular shit. That's what the Olympics is really about, like the track shit.
And gymnastics.
Yo, but like, was y'all watching the...
And swimming, no.
Was y'all watching the medal
count?
There's
a lot of shit that's not making the TV.
Was y'all watching the medal count? Like, you know, like...
Nah, I don't really care.
Like, I was like, yo, what the fuck is China winning? Like, they was like...
Whoa.
No, I'm saying, like, what are they winning? Because I'm not seeing them.
Table tennis? That's some synchronized swimming.
They was winning all the
synchronized diving. I mean,
they was winning all the shit that nobody watches.
Exactly. It's not even televised.
I'm trying, like, what the fuck? These niggas is going crazy.
It's on a local channel.
I'm not trying to diss them. I'm saying, like, damn, these niggas is going crazy. Yo, and yeah. I don't see they shit.
Synchronized swimming. I don't.
Not synchronized swimming. Synchronized diving.
But they got synchronized swimming. I'm like, why is that an Olympic sport?
It's fire,
bro.
You watched it? You see the shit in the moonwalk?
You and me can't synchronize swim a lap right now.
Yeah, but just because the common
it's a
person
skill.
Can't, that's like I don't think breakdancing should have been a thing. And then the Australian
watch
bitch got
fucking it. Mouth, bro.
I don't think 3-on-3 should be
watch
an Olympic
fucking
sport.
Mouth.
3-on-3 basketball should not be an Olympic
I think,
sport.
I think all everything that's an Olympic sport.
We already got 5-on-5. What do we need 3-on-3?
Because 3-on-3 is way more fun to watch.
You know any pro 3-on-3 players?
I still find it entertaining though.
What?
I liked it. I get.
It's not that it's not.
I feel your argument.
First of all, 3-on-3. First of
all,
you
shouldn't win gold medal in 3-on-3.
Ice Cube should be the guy who picks the team next time too. Jimmer Fredette.
They're not fucking with him.
Jimmer Fredette can't win a motherfucking thing. This nigga is a bona fide loser. Yo, son, I don't know. Every time I see Jimmer Fredette, he's getting 60 in China.
Yeah.
40 over here, and then when it's time to perform, this nigga does not, son.
That nigga is in there getting the ooh.
Yeah, he was.
She was getting up under his shit.
Nah, but the synchronized swimming shit is fire, bro. Like, you didn't see the moonwalk underwater? They was upside down moonwalking. Like,
that's entertaining. That's entertaining.
Nah, that's,
a competitive
that's
sport.
Insane.
They're holding their breaths. Like, it's they're training, bro. I respect anything in the water.
I feel like a similar argument could be made for cheerleading.
No, they're not in the water.
The water's the only
difference.
They don't
call it cheerleading no more.
What do they call it?
They call it competitive.
Cheerleading.
Wait, come on. That's really an Olympic joint?
No, I'm saying, but that's the same argument you can make for
cheerleading is official, too.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, cheerleading is no joke.
I don't disagree. Let's make it an Olympic sport.
Yeah, they should.
I mean, I'm not mad.
I would have put that over breakdancing,
but
breakdancing does deserve it.
They got national competitions and all that type of shit. For
I think cheerleading should be an Olympic sport. I totally agree.
Over breakdancing.
Over breakdancing, but breakdancing deserves to be in there.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, you're
I don't think so.
Because breakdancing, nigga?
Because it's dancing.
Because it's the culture.
Yeah.
It's the culture.
Yo, it's,
I love it because.
How could you be a breakdancing?
Like, bro, I didn't see one black person in that shit. No Puerto Rican from the
you're
east
not,
side.
Oh, no.
I ain't seen.
We lost breakdancing
no
in the 80s.
I ain't seen no LES, no Puerto Rican niggas. No
lost, we lost breakdancing to Asian niggas a long time ago.
I agree.
Jabberwocky. I ain't see a Jabberwocky. Or maybe
shout out to Jabberwockies because them niggas so famous and they can still walk the streets. You don't know
it's different niggas. They keep switching them out.
Yeah, you don't even know who they are.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the same niggas?
Nah.
They got old, my nigga.
Yeah, they age, bro.
They definitely got old.
You just keep switching masks. Yo, hold on. I had him.
That was genius.
Yo, I had this spot.
It can go on forever.
It could go on forever.
Did y'all watch boxing?
And they got
I got a
same,
story about the Jabberwocky.
They got the same heights.
I got a story about the. I got a high school story about
the Jabberwocky. Hold on, wait. But did y'all watch boxing, though?
Nah, they didn't
I saw the girl shit, the XY chromosome joint.
Right.
Yeah, she was knocking shit out. Gold.
She tapped out in four punches. She said,
So, I mean, they're saying she's trans. She was born a woman. She just got
the extra
chromosome.
They said she...
Is she valid?
She got approved.
Right. She got banned from other boxing leagues.
I can't lie. I don't know. But the person she was fighting, there was a person...
Tapped out.
That bitch quit before, though.
Not like she was...
She quit the last Olympics.
Oh, she did?
In a boxing match. So that's why I went into it and I was like, oh, Lord, let me see. This bitch is a quitter.
Yeah.
She's a fucking quitter. Bro, like,
still, it brings attention to shit like that because if she hitting like a man, my nigga.
She produces more testosterone than a regular.
Also, okay, so she was allowed to fight. But the Jamaican girl that produces, naturally produces a higher level of testosterone. South African, was it?
Yeah, for
track.
Running. Yes. I know
she wasn't allowed to run.
Exactly. But not
she's black.
Without taking.
But I don't know if they barred.
That's all I'm getting at.
I don't know that they barred her from the Olympics. Because those girls also got barred
she had
from
to
like,
take, no, she had to take blockers to be able to run.
But the girls in boxing, they also got barred from out of like other like non-Olympic
like WBO
boxing.
Like and shit like that.
Yeah.
Hey, I wouldn't mind getting barred from everything except the Olympics.
But, that hurts your pockets.
Depends on where
you're
from, though.
It's not. There's already not a lot of money in boxing.
But now you can't really deny me after I win this game.
In women's boxing, it's probably not a lot of money.
No, that strengthens their case that you don't belong in the sport. Because
the Olympics allowed me?
And then look at what you did. You beat up every girl.
Yeah,
that's what I was doing here, too.
And that's why you're not allowed.
Putting shit out. Why? Because Ronda
first
Rousey
of all, my
shit out.
What's shorty
just
name?
Just because I'm winning, that's not the reason.
No, yeah, but that, they can always say it is.
So if I was losing, it'd be valid.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I can't say I disagree, but I understand. I definitely understand.
What was you about to say about the Jabberwockies?
Oh, I had a story about this. The high school. I even remember the fucking Jabberwockies name. I was senior in high school, and I think I had like half a day. I mean, it was something. I think it might have been like weeks.
Nigga tried out to be a Jabberwocky.
Nah. I had a girl at the time, but she had graduated. So I'm in the school by myself, you feel me? And it was going down, bro. I had free crib every day till 9 p.m. I brought Shorty over.
This nigga has
and
one
she was
kid.
A dancer.
It's amazing.
You said what?
You have one kid. It's amazing.
That's what I said. No STDs.
Free crib at 9 p.m.?
9 p.m. every day. But, most of the school y'all was hooping.
Okay,
until March was when I was really taking
it.
Whatever.
Anyway.
So, boom.
First
I have been flirting.
Hold on, sorry. Whoever invented basketball season got bitches. Go. Go ahead. Because he ended that shit right on time. Go. Right on time, sir. Go ahead.
So, boom. I have been flirting with this girl in school. And I think maybe through not texting. Texting wasn't a thing. I'm a little older, so. We might have been on AIM or the Sidekick type shit.
That's not texting?
Yeah, but it wasn't called texting at the time. You feel what I'm saying? We had screen names and shit like that. Whatever it was, we was communicating and flirting. We was not texting in 12th grade. I wasn't texting.
What was
it
called, though? What
12th grade?
12th grade, I was not texting.
Were we two-way?
Nigga, we had Sidekicks and everything.
Yeah, but we wasn't calling. You wasn't never saying texting.
Nigga trying to age.
Yeah, you were.
No, you were not. No, you were not.
Yeah, we were.
What was it called?
No, you're not.
Right,
it was
time.
I know for a fact I wasn't calling texting.
You was flirting.
I mean, maybe not when you was on AIM, but like you still had the text shit too. Like
sure, but that wasn't a term. Like text me.
Yeah, it was.
No, get on AIM or like.
Yeah, that's true.
You feel me?
I had a way message.
T-mail, shit like that. Whatever.
I don't know. Bro.
Feel me? Just relax.
T-mail.
T-Mobile shit.
I'm like, what are we talking about right
relax,
now?
Relax.
Nigga's bad old.
Yo, from the moment he said AIM, nigga.
Nigga said I had a screen name.
Nobody knows what AOL America Online is. Like the moment you
niggas
said
our age didn't know that?
No, I'm talking about now. Like he said
you age
yourself with T-mail.
So boom. So I'm flirting with the bitch, whatever. And we accelerate the process. We like, yo, pull up to my crib. You know what I'm saying? It's Regents Week. I got the free and we got time. Like, your parents don't gotta know where you at. Whatever, like you pull up during school hours because it's Regents where you take your test and you do.
Jeez.
Or you might not even have a test that day, right? So you got a free day and your parents don't know shit, right? So, boom, I had a bitch pull up. I got the free crib to my understanding till 9 every day. Today, my mom's like, yeah, I'm coming home a little early, whatever, whatever. So I'm still on point, whatever. I'm knowing she's coming home early, but to me, early is like 6:30, 7, as opposed to 9, right? We in my bed. We watching the Jabberwockies, bro. They not even the Jabberwockies yet. They competing on the show to win. The Jabberwockies are one of the finalists, but they wasn't even winners yet. So she's putting me on because I never seen this shit. I don't even remember the name of the show. She's a dancer for real.
Yeah, dance some shit. I know you're talking about.
It was a show. It was a competition. That's how they even got famous. It was like American Idol, but for dancers, right? So
on MTV.
Yeah, on MTV. Right, I know. See what I'm saying? Y'all talking about I'm old, nigga. Y'all older than me. Both of y'all niggas. Fuck you. Yeah, fuck out of here. Y'all niggas both older than me. This nigga talking bullshit.
Nigga said T-mail.
So, boom. I hear keys at the door. I'm like, nah, we by the elevator. Niggas just walking by, jingling keys. So, now I hear the lock open. So, I'm like, hell no. No way. My mom is so official. She used to call me when she get off the train. Like, yo, I'm about to come up there.
Yo, so you
want some shit
right.
Like, I don't want to catch you.
Yeah, get
like,
right.
Yo, fix up.
Tighten up, nigga.
Right, exactly. Right? So, she walk in. I turn the corner. I said, oh, that's my mom. That's my sister. That's my oh, my God. Damn, this nigga's in here. My cousin is gay. He not out the closet. But he's still a homo. Whether gay or not, he's a homo. So, you know what I'm saying? He's telling. He's telling off.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. He was,
like,
he,
I don't want to say the F
both
word.
Ways. He was gay both
he
ways.
He was gay both. I don't want to say the F word.
He was
but
gay
you a
both
bitch
ways.
Ass nigga. Like, you just, your thing is to tell. You feel me? So, fuck my sister. Yo, my sister walked right past me. I ain't give a fuck. I stopped my cut. I said, yo, I got a girl in there. Shut the fuck up. You heard? Straight like that, because I know you telling. I know that. Relax. I'm punching you in your shit today. You a teenager at this point. Like, I'll take the whatever, nigga, but this is not coming out. You feel me? Like, y'all not about to spill these beans. sure enough, my sister turned the corner. She said, "Ooh!" I said, "Yo, shut the fuck up. Relax. Mommy about to take a shower. I'm going to just tell her to get out." Okay, bet. My little cousin come around the corner. He said, "Ooh, Anna, Chris got a girl." Shut the fuck up, bro. What are you talking about? This is like a movie, my nigga. I'm like, oh, my God, bro. I'm about to get caught cheating on my girl. I got a bitch in my crib. My mother don't know. I'm setting a bad example for my sister. All this shit is running through my head. I'm like, damn, nigga, I'm about to get a
bad example.
Huge. Because what you think my sister, what you think my mom going to say?
That didn't go through his head.
I promise you, this is what my mom is going to say. I'm like, fuck. Because I got to be prepared. Yeah. I got to be prepared for
the
argument.
I'm supposed to be the inspiration.
Feel me? My pops is not alive. You know what I'm saying? It's coming. Okay,
okay. I'm the role model. I've let my family down.
Bro. So I'm like, fuck, I done fucked up. Sure enough, my mom go in the bathroom. I sneak the bitch out. Yo, she got a phone. I don't even remember what kind of phone this is. Big ass camera, like on the back of it. She left the shit on the couch. So my mom come out looking for something. She's like, "Yo, what's this?" I said, "Oh no, that's my girl. That's my friend's camera." She said, "Your girl's camera?" I said, "Not my friend's camera, but she's a girl, whatever." What she was doing here? She was here. She let me borrow it, whatever, whatever. She looking at me like, nah, nigga, like. And I'm, the fuck was that? So I'm like, nah, I didn't have no girl here. Like, that's just my friend. She let me use it to text. That's how I know text wasn't a thing. Because it was to go on AIM. Like, remember how people had the sidekick with the regular phone?
You had to remember your
and
password.
You only had the sidekick to go on AIM. Right? Boom. In my head, she buying it. I'm thinking she buying it. She might be buying it. I still don't know to this day if she bought it. Got the bitch out. My building mad confusing. She's calling me. She's calling her phone. I'm like, yo, where you calling from? She's like, I called from the security desk down. I said, yo, I'm coming down. Forget it. Came down, gave her shit. Bro, I was sweating bullets. My cousin blackmailed me with this for like 3 years, bro. Like, yo, I'm going to tell your mom if you don't blah, 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 buy me this, this, and this. I'm like, you really a gay-ass nigga.
At that point, I'd have just let
it rock. I almost let it rock, but I'm just like.
I'm Kevin Hart in this shit. Well, I cheated on my wife. Like,
bro, he was gangster for that.
That was so gangster.
Not me. I'm never snitching on myself like that. I'm not doing it.
And then being in the J. Cole video?
What J. Cole video?
The video, the music video, the song he had about cheating.
Who had a song?
J. Cole was in the video? I mean, Kevin Hart was in the video?
J. Cole had a song called Kevin's Heart. And it was about cheating on your girl, and Kevin Hart was in the whole video.
Yeah, J.I.D.
Lucas Joyner.
I think Joyner Lucas.
Joyner Lucas is your man.
Nah.
That nigga said J. Cole had a song that nobody heard.
Hold on, y'all never heard this?
What's it called?
Kevin's Heart.
Why would I heard that?
I don't listen to Cole.
It was everywhere.
Yeah, I don't listen to
Cole. It was everywhere.
He quit. He's a quitter. He's a quitter. Nah, I like Cole, but I don't like Cole.
I like what he stands for, but I can't just put him in my headphones.
He's a fucking snooze alert. You can't drive 6 hours listening to Cole.
I can.
You can't drive 30 minutes.
I can. This nigga's a liar. I can. I love J. Cole.
You're a fucking liar. All
right, bro. You got a skincare routine, right?
He definitely has
a skincare routine. He listen to Taylor Rooks and Joy Taylor podcast.
You
know what it's called.
Yeah, this is good.
You know. Yeah, what is it called?
I have no clue. I don't know what you're talking about. But I feel like saying that makes me sound more guilty.
Of course. Of course.
For sure.
Yeah, 100%.
Yo, y'all remember y'all passwords for shit?
You said what?
Y'all remember
passwords? You know what's amazing about iPhones? They save that shit, bro.
Thinking about it when he was talking about AIM because you had to remember the sign and the other shit.
You're great with passwords.
Are you? Wow, that's like
because you gotta change some shit. You gotta change some shit every day now, bro.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna remember my password.
My phone crashed a couple of months ago, and I had to like sign into my iCloud or something.
What the fuck is your phone crash?
I couldn't remember my iCloud.
Hold on, when you come up with passwords, is it like similar shit?
Bro, I swear to God,
it'd be the same shit with a different number at the end,
or like a symbol,
a different symbol. And I could never remember the symbol, bro. Like, remixing the shit. I'd be like, yo, bro.
I mean,
fuck this password shit, bro.
Yo, forgot password.
Yo, and then I remember I go into the Apple store, right? I needed the shit to sign in to switch my phones over, right? My shit cracked. Like, I couldn't get the shit to turn on. So I'm in the Apple store, like, yo, please help me. I need my phone right now. So nigga was like, yo, bro, we need the password. We need the password. So I swear to God, my phone turned on for 2 minutes. Two solid minutes. I got in the shit, got the password, did everything, bro. Shit just crashed. Boom. Oh. I was like, got it.
You got it, though.
I got the password.
Got it.
I signed in. That shit was a breeze. that shit was the best.
I'm good with passwords, for real.
That's a gift, nigga. Like,
I'm good with phone numbers, too. Like, I remember a lot of people's phone numbers. You got phone numbers saved? Like, I'm not saved, but memorized.
Only anybody that was a friend from 15 years ago, I remember your number.
So we old enough to have that.
Only my parents.
So like, you know your sister shit?
No. Because this is before I had a cell phone. I had to memorize their numbers to call them.
How, she done switch that shit a lot?
Nah. But like, anybody's number who I got after I got a phone?
You can ask me right now, anybody know.
I don't know.
Anybody that you would ask me, I probably know their number.
Why?
It's not like I try. Like, yo, I got to commit
I only
shit.
Memorized their number because I was calling them from the payphone and be like, yo.
Well, back in the day, since this nigga want to age us on Sidekick, the reason why I remember, because the shit didn't have, it had your name and your phone number.
Yep.
That was it.
Yeah, so you used to look at the phone, and that's how you used to remember the numbers and shit like that. So any of my friends that got the same number from high school, I remember that shit. Like, I could look at that shit. Or I'd be like, oh, I know that number.
Yep. That's crazy.
I can tell you a bunch of niggas' numbers right now. Even my mom, work number, like, all types of shit.
Yo, did YSL, huh? YSL, would he snitch? Did he snitch?
What you think? I'm going to let you take it. I got a pain.
Did he snitch? He did snitch. But is he cleaning it up?
Everything he said wasn't true.
I don't know what that nigga's doing on the stand. It just looks like, looks like their whole prosecution is on that nigga's back, and it looks terrible.
But he's saying all the information he gave about Thug was false.
You can only snitch if you're telling the truth.
Right.
That's true, too.
So did he snitch then? Because he lied. Like,
but Thug is in court because of this shit, though.
Yes. But he's also going to go home.
All right, so.
That's true, too.
So, I mean, he fucked up. But
he even got on the stand. He said, I'm not trying to help Thug. But nigga, I lied to y'all about this nigga. Like, and y'all made a whole case about it on my lies. That's not my fault. Don't put these people's lives in my hand. And I respected that. I'm like, damn, that's real shit. Like, you lied, and you know you lied, and you probably lying again. You probably lying about some other shit.
Niggas said, I was trying to get out, man. I just told them niggas, yo, them niggas want Thug so bad. Like, yo, yeah, Thug did it.
I seen the recorded today of that shit. They was like, yeah, we want the big fish. And sometimes, to get the big fish, you got to dangle the little fish in front of them.
They said that to Woody?
Said that to Woody.
Nigga, Woody was like, nigga okay, told Thug niggas, did it.
You seen the nigga on 20v1? You seen that shit?
Yeah. Oh, nah, he was a little aggressive for me.
Wild.
I don't like him with the fishes.
He said, you going to suck it? Like, damn, nigga, what the fuck?
He's that friend. He's
he said, you for real?
Wait, this is
Lego right now.
He's the two-man fucker-upper.
Woody. Right now, he on 20 V1s, bro. Few of them.
He's the two-man fucker-upper. You know your man that just come to the spot just fucking shit up. Like, shut the fuck up.
He's making the hoes uncomfortable. For sure. You making the hoes uncomfortable, my nigga. Like,
yo, shut the fuck up,
son. He's a nigga that he if he spent a certain dollar amount, he feel like you owe pussy. 100%. And he might do something to you. He might take it.
Wait, so
I'm
right.
not going to do nothing to you. I'm not going to harm you in any way.
You don't owe me nothing.
If I fly you out or I go over a certain dollar amount. If I go, first of all, if I fly you out, USD. USD.
Yeah, USD.
You owe me some pussy.
For real, for real?
Yes. I'm not going to take it or nothing, but in my mind,
like if she leaves,
we should be fucking at some point of this trip.
Okay.
It should be in your mind, too.
Without that, she owe pussy.
Yeah,
you owe pussy at that point. Yeah, at that point, you owe pussy. If I link you again, you owe pussy.
And, no, I probably won't even
talk. You linking again?
I would never link this bitch again.
No. That's not true. If you never hit, you would link that bitch again. Nope. Trust me.
Not after that.
If you felt like you could hit,
not
if
USD.
She was throwing it at you again, you link it again. Stop lying.
Yeah, where we flew to? Where we flew to?
My nigga.
Where you from and again?
Antigua.
If we go to Antigua.
And she don't give no box.
So you bring us to Antigua. You
and
bring
30 days later.
Antigua. And you bring us to Antigua.
Yeah.
And we bring two joints with us.
Yeah.
Right?
And neither one of us get boxed.
Neither one of us gets boxed.
Yeah.
You should never talk to them
I'm
again.
I've never talked to that bitch again. All right. Again.
Now, if y'all start communicating 30 days later and you feel like you can hit.
No.
You're going to link her. You're going to link her because you didn't hit.
No, I'm going to tell you this. First of all, I'm not talking to her 30 days later.
Yes, you are.
You're
going to give her a break.
I'm going to wait like 6-7 months.
No, you're not, because if she hits you,
If she hits me, I'm fucking.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. If she reaches out to me.
So I'm not hating her. No, I'm not.
No, I know you're not hating her, as you should not. But if she reach you within 30 days.
Now, what do you do after, though? Huh? After you kill it, what do you do?
After you kill it, it's quiet.
I would
get
never talk to this bitch again.
Never.
She is dead to me.
What? I don't know you. We
she
didn't
is
do nothing.
Dead to me.
She's done up. She's
she
done.
Is dead.
Sup? Sup?
She's dead. Bitch, how dare you? Audacious.
I can't wait to fucking see that you ain't never talk to you again. What?
Bitch, you fucking. Oh, my God, sir.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have a blast block.
No.
What? Zion block, nigga. What the fuck you mean?
Fucking, I'm going crazy.
Ooh,
I'm going
about?
Crazy on the block button.
Yeah,
yo, right. Hold up. Sidebar.
And I'm following you everything.
Sidebar. Well, I'm going to say my unpopular opinion because I want to talk about it right now.
Oh, you thought
it hold on, hold on, hold on. The next opinion you got to give is just going to live in the ether. We're about to close the show.
Okay.
So your the next opinion.
If you ever blocked a bitch in your life.
Oh, yeah.
You're a pussy.
I agree.
Yo, you're a pussy.
I agree.